And welcome to another episode of Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine. My name is John Kudis, your radio host of bbsradio.com. And today we're going to talk about 9/11 being an inside job for the New World Order. Okay, welcome again. Something went wrong, technical. We're going to do it again. Welcome to another episode of Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine. My name is John Kudis from the Netherlands, broadcasting live through the phone and for bbsradio.com. And the date of today is 15th December of 2007. In approximately 15 minutes countdown, I will have a live interview with someone from that's part two, talking about 9/11. Was an inside job for the New World Order. That's a Pal Talk room on Pal Talk, and has over 40 people in it, sometimes even 60 people. International Pal Talk, and his name is Esoterics 10, and he wants to be called Ezo. Now, when you listen to him, he has a vast knowledge on secret societies, esoterics, and the New World Order agenda, 9/11 being an inside job, and many other topics. He's one of the most, how do you say this, proactive admin of that room. And most people know him. But you will be fascinated what he has to share. But in the first section, I want to talk about something that is for my future, for my wishes for 2008. What is important is that I always was fighting the New World Order since 1990, approximately 17 years ago, organizing conferences. I even co-founded a magazine called Exposure Magazine, and we had also a television show in Amsterdam and a radio show called Exposure TV and Exposure Radio. And in that time period, I was not doing it for the money. I just did it for all for free, philanthropical person I was. And then we had this foundation. Now, what happens is that being so involved in doing all hard work just for free, there comes a time that people say, John, this is ridiculous. The other guy is much smarter than you. He is the one who is like a business type, and he went away with the big money, and you are the one who does the hard work. So next time you have to be more careful with who you're dealing with. So I'm now in a circumstances that I'm going to produce and create a new system of, organizing conferences, having a DVD project, having a new idea for highlighting news for the Dutch people. It's every day 30 minutes highlighting news about conspiracies, suppressed news. Just about 2 minutes per item, and then wanting to inform the public, just to tickle them, to tease them, to wanting to know more. Of course, I will always mention the sources. And I accumulated a team of people who are wanting to be a part of this concept. Approximately 27 people already wants to help me with this. The only thing is that all those projects that I have needs a financial angel. And that's what I'm looking for. If someone is listening to me, John, you need to be helped because this is a wonderful project. It's a combination of factors. You have, of course, organizing conferences. David Icke has said to me that he wants to come. Michael Tessarion, Jordan Maxwell, all the big guys have confirmed that if I'm going to organize a conference in Amsterdam, they will come, and I will film their lecture and make it also available on internet. So my work and my effort is not only making alternative media, it's also organizing conferences and having a DVD project that is also needs some investment as well. So the reason that I all bring this up is that if I don't have this investment, I will have severe backlash because I have to go have a choice in my life. Do I wish to be a slave to the system and make me have to go to so-called normal job, or do you wish to follow your heart and use your passion and expertise in organizing this and doing this and making a difference in the world, having a different voice, a different alternative. And that's my passion. And I sincerely hope someone says, okay, John, I want to help you. I want to assist you. And most people that want to help me or assist me can even get a part of the deal. They can even, you know, have a profit on it if it's going to be successful. Because if I have this right, and I do every day 30 minutes, it can also be international, by the way, then we can actually connect all those people, all those websites having this alternative media and alternative news. They all want to be mentioned as a source. Like, you know, you have in the Netherlands alone, we have approximately 40 different types of websites concerning suppressed news and conspiracies and UFOs and, you know, all of that. New World Order Agenda. Now, what I want is that we have a focus point of every day, 30 minutes highlighting news, and that we mention the sources and that people will promote this initiative as a focus point, you know, to be mentioned as a source. And so we can help each other. We can have combine the forces of all those alternative websites helping each other and deliver the news. You see, that's the idea and the concept behind it. Because what you see now is you have all those splinter groups, all those facets and all those islands. People have their own thing. But would it be great to have a conspiracy radio journal every day highlighting news and doing it? And of course, I will promote BBS radio and I promote other radio shows if they want to help me. It's like helping each other. But my passion is making alternative media for 17 years. And I've done it for so long, but I never did it for the money. For me, it was like I don't care about money. But there comes a point you have to pay the bills, you have to, you know, pay for the websites, pay for this, pay for that, and I hate it. I hate money. I don't like it. It's just a, in my opinion, it's just a system that is corrupt at the core and it's going to collapse anyway, according to many, the dollar's going to collapse. But besides that, I still need it to do my job, you know, to have this project going on. Because if you want to invite Michael Tesarion and David Icke and Jordan Maxwell, you have to have some financial angel that wants to help me doing it in Amsterdam. So if anyone is listening to me, please email me and say, John, I want to help you. I see that you're having a marvelous project, and project is bigger than only making radio. It's bigger than that. It's, what do I just say, lectures, conferences, DVD, making radio. But I never, ever was a commercial person. I'm not into being a commercial guy. But I need some people who can understand what I'm doing, that this what I do is important. Just like people help Greenpeace and World Nature Fund, who feel that it is necessary that someone is doing it. And this is the same story. I hope that someone can help me. So that is my cry to the world. If anyone is listening, please, I need some investors to do the project. And if you want to know more background information, I can understand, you know, if you want to know more about me. For instance, you can go to exopolitics.eu. Exopolitics, by the way, is the official name that I'm going to use to go to European Parliament. So I'm not only making alternative media, I also do activism in European Parliament in 2009. So if I'm going to present my material, suppressed news, suppressed cures, hemp revolution, you name it, I want to have a revolution in Europe as well. And they changed the law in the Netherlands that people who live in Italy or in Spain can vote for me. So let's say that I have 130,000 votes in 2009. I can talk about suppressed invention. I can talk about the Bilderbergers. I can talk about 9/11 being an inside job. I can talk about showing the evidence of car engine running on water. And free energy news and supporting alternative media and the whole education system has to change as well. So I'm not only into having fun making alternative media. I also very serious, deadly serious in sticking my head out. I know that I take some risks doing so because you never know what will happen if you do it. But I know two people who have been involved in being in European Parliament successfully. And they can teach me. So I have some connections within the European Parliament people who can show me the way, what to do, and how to do it. And again, they changed the law. So now not only the Dutch people can vote for me, but also people, other countries in Europe can vote for me for exopolitics.eu. Now, people who Google exopolitics will know that it's a very complex issue, you know, UFOs and extraterrestrials being on this planet. What are the consequences of that? Now, that alone, I can talk for 2 hours straight. So, but my passion is make a difference and have a different type of information available to the masses. So if you want to help me, assist me, want to be part of the change in Europe, and also invest in my future, then please, my wishes for 2008, I hope it will come true, that I can organize all of it and do everything. And you even get the money back if I turned out to be successful. You know, you can actually have a profit from it as well, for those who want to do it for that reason. So you have two reasons. You have reasons on idealistic ground, and you have the people who think, I see there's a new tendency, there's a new awareness, and people need this kind of information, so I go for it. Now, if you want to help me, go to type in my link of my email, I must say. That is John, J-O-H-N, and then at untoldmysteries.eu from Europe. Or .com can also be, but better to say .eu. So John, J-O-H-N, and then at symbol, and then untoldmysteries.eu. And if you don't know how to write it down, go to unexplained.eu, and there you will find how to contact me. So unexplained.eu or exopolitics.eu. Now, sorry for this a little bit fundraising. I hope I can reach out and touch the hearts of the people, and hopefully I get support in doing what I do. And now I give the go for the guest of today, and that is Esoterics of Paltalk. I hope he can be called now, and Donald Newsom will call him up and connect us live now to do the interview. So I'm waiting for Donald to call Esoterics of Paltalk, room called 9/11 was an inside job for the New World Order agenda. And maybe he will be soon online, or soon to be heard and connected in this live radio show. Waiting for the signal. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, John.
Okay, welcome, Esoterics.
Glad to be here, John.
Yes, I must say you are one of the most proactive people in the 9/11 was an inside job for the New World Order agenda in Paltalk. I think you almost every day you're there.
Well, yeah, I'm there as much as I can be, but, you know, I have to spend some time doing research and working on other things.
Yes, can you please tell me a little bit about yourself? What is your background and where do you live? Which major city are you living in?
Well, I live in South Florida in the Miami metropolitan area.
Mm-hmm.
I spent 26 years in the entertainment business. I was a bass guitarist. I had a flower business for 9 years. And now I'm trained but not employed as a computer and network administrator.
Okay, and how did you get involved in studying the esoteric phenomena? Because esoteric has to do with the paranormal, I guess.
Well, the word esoteric basically means a secret body of knowledge known only to a select few.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be paranormal.
No, it doesn't have to be paranormal, but you might say that my connection to 9/11 started 30 years ago when I started studying ufology.
Mm-hmm. And have you had an own encounter? Have you seen a UFO yourself?
Well, I saw something once, but I can't claim for certainty that it was a UFO, but whatever it was kind of strange.
Yes. And how did you get involved in studying UFOs in the first place? Can you tell me?
Well, I had heard about UFOs, you know, how you hear things through the grapevine, and that attracted my attention. Basically, things that are unknown, things that are cutting edge, things that are kind of avant-garde have always attracted my attention. So as I began doing research, I began to realize that what we had was a government cover-up and that we had a shadow government working behind the scenes and that they were involved in black projects and black operations, and that even stoked my curiosity even more because I wanted to know why they were doing this.
And have you been influenced by, let's say, William Cooper?
Yes, William Cooper has been an influence on me, as many other people, Phil Schneider, Al Bielek, Eric Swerdlow, Bob Lazar. These people have all been an influence on me.
Yes, and because I know there are more and more people waking up to see that there is a connection between UFOs and the New World Order agenda. Some people don't know what it means, but can you tell me in short, for the people who don't know what it means, the connection between UFOs and the New World Order agenda, but in your opinion, you see the connection?
Okay, well, where I see the connection is that we've had a interaction with extraterrestrials going back thousands of years. In fact, some of the material that I studied suggests that we may be genetically engineered, that it's actually them that may have created us.
Mm-hmm.
So the connection would be, depending on whose story you want to believe, and see, that's part of the problem, is that there's so much information out there, and a lot of it is disinformation, so it's difficult to wade through the garbage to get to the truth.
Yes, and did you, before 9/11, have you had some pre-knowledge that you knew there will be a false flag operation soon because this is part of their agenda?
No, I can't say that I had any premonition of it, but I am aware of false flag operations and disinformation and propaganda because of a book I read that was written by a former U.S. Naval Intelligence officer, and he spelled out in detail, even citing real-life cases of these types of events.
Yes. Can you give me some good examples for the people who do not know from why it is important that we know about false flag operations and what it means?
Well, the reason that it's good to know about false flag operations is because our government has been engaged in numerous false flag operations over the years. And they have sold us a bill of goods. They've committed criminal acts all over the world. This has been going on for decades. We've been lied to in terms of being told this is a matter of national security. It's being done because we have to protect our freedom and so on and so forth. Whereas, in truth, most of the countries that we've attacked were never a threat to us. Not now, not ever.
Indeed. There's a long list of involvement of directly and indirectly by the USA in influencing. Even China was set up by international bankers. A lot of people don't know that, but you know about that. Is that true?
Well, they employ what we call a Hegelian dialectic, and there's different types of Hegelian dialectics. One is to create a problem, then wait for the anticipated reaction, and then offer the solution. And what we see on 9/11 is a classic example. It is my belief, and it's not an unfounded belief. There is an awesome body of evidence out there if you bother to look for it, which would imply that our government was complicit in the events surrounding 9/11. And what this was, they created a problem by conducting a false flag operation, which was meant to fool everybody into thinking that we had been attacked by Islamic extremists. And although there may have been some participation by these people, I don't think they engineered it all by themselves. Otherwise, how would they have been able to bypass the most sophisticated, most expensive air defense system in the world? That just doesn't make any sense.
Indeed. As you know, the Federal Reserve people founded in 1913. There's even a wonderful book out about exposing it by Griffin called The Creature of Jekyll Island, and he talks about that actually, if you study exactly what the Federal Reserve is doing, actually they use the tax money to buy out the whole world. And then, of course, people say it is actually designed to collapse. Actually, you know, all those countries outside, they owe, you know, the Americans owe the foreigners so much, but it's all done by design. Can you give me your take on it?
Well, I haven't read that book, John, but there are documentaries available on the Internet if you Google them. One is called America, Freedom to Fascism. There's
yes.
another one called Money Masters and another one called Fiat Empire. And although they all have a little bit different of a perspective, they pretty much cover the same information. And they expose how the Federal Reserve is a fraud that's been perpetrated on the people of this country. And that it was done surreptitiously and in secret. And basically it was ramrodded through Congress while Congress was on a Christmas break back in 1913.
Indeed. And I urge everyone to go to Google video search, and you will see it on YouTube, the lecture of Griffin talking about the Creature of Jekyll Island. It's an extremely well-done lecture exposing the Federal Reserve. And, of course, there are more people exposing it. And I think that Griffin is also mentioned in the other documentaries that you just mentioned. But to continue, I believe sincerely that there must be a connection between the 13 bloodlines or the families in control of the world and maybe the alien intervention in the past, that they are so-called, have this called royalty or this blue bloods or whatever you want to call it, that they have this so-called, they are better than us and therefore they are allowed to rule over us. What is your go on this?
Well, my go of that is that tracing back, going back to thousands of years, going back to Babylon, Egypt, and Sumer, we may have a situation where the extraterrestrials left the planet, but left certain people in charge. In other words, these people had knowledge that they had gotten from the extraterrestrials, and they used that knowledge to dominate the rest of us. And they've been employing that knowledge ever since. They passed it down from generation to generation, all the way up to the present time, and they've preserved their bloodlines by intermarrying. So they've had lots of time to study history and learn how to control people and also learn what they needed to know as far as how to take control of resources and wealth.
Because I know, for instance, that secret societies, rituals, they talk about also genetic memory and also doing rituals that can trigger people to have access to their roots and what happened in the past, and they use it against us. It's like that they know how the game must be played. It's like we are dummy down and they want to enhance themselves.
Well, I would say that they've cast quite an illusion over us. Okay, they've made us believe that things, reality operates in a certain way and exists in a certain way. For instance, they've convinced us that we're free people in the United States, when in fact that's not true. Okay, they just provide us the illusion that we're free.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the government doesn't even run this country. What it really comes down to is you have something called the Committee of 300, which make up the 300 ruling families, which would include the 13 bloodlines that you referred to. And then they have satellite organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Tavistock Institute, the United Nations, the Bilderbergers, which carry out the policies that the Committee of 300 establish.
Indeed.
And so what we have is a cabal of global elitists. And when I say that, I mean the families that own or possess or control most of the wealth and resources on the planet. It's them that sets the policy for the world.
Yes, the 13 bloodlines, one of these 13 bloodlines is called Van Duyn, and that is a Dutch name, and that has the lowest profile. And some people consider that may be the most important of all of them because they have the lowest profile. But my question is, do you feel that more and more is coming out, and that part of the ritual, as it sounds silly that I'm going to say this, but the part of the ritual is that the victims are to be told that you're becoming slaves in advance, and that is part of the ritual.
Well, I don't know if they intend to warn us that we're becoming slaves in advance. Maybe on an individual basis, because we know that they've employed things like the MK Ultra and Monarch projects, which were scientific projects conducted by the CIA and the Tavistock Institute to learn more about human nature so that they would be better equipped to control us.
Indeed. You are talking about the room called 9/11 being an inside job for the New World Order Agenda in Paltalk. Paltalk is a chat room where you can chat, you can share files, you can talk to each other worldwide. It's also like a research tool because you have connection with other people around the planet. Can you in short tell me what is your experience with that room, because you're an admin of that room, and how you experience that room?
Well, I'll tell you what, John. I had done some very intense research into the events surrounding 9/11. I spent 8 months doing nothing but research on that subject. I spent anywhere from 16 to 18 hours a day, and only stopping to sleep, eat, and take care of business, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
And after that, you know, I said, hey, I need to talk to some people. I used to spend a lot of time on Yahoo, but didn't feel that there was really anybody there I could connect with. So I decided to check out Paltalk, and I migrated there, and I found a room. And I immediately recognized that I had found a home. And since I've been there, I've learned a lot from other people in the room that I've shared information with. It only took me a couple of months to going from being just a person that came into the room to being promoted to an administrator.
Yes.
But I guess that was due to my active participation in the room and what I contributed to the room.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, how long are you now an admin on the room at this moment?
Well, let's see. I joined the room in April of this year, 2 months later, so go back to May of this year.
Okay, but you were longer in the room. Before that, you also were in the room, yeah.
Yes, for a couple of months.
Yes, and your colleagues like Imalek 100, Charlie Giuliani, who's also a part of my radio show as well, and of course, Natasha, and of course, all the others. You can see when someone is into the room who is in it to learn something new, and you can sense if someone is only to be a neocon or trying to spread propaganda of the government. But still, we give them a chance to make their point, and what I found is that they will have a hard time with us, with you and with Imalek and with Natasha and with all of us. Do you agree with me that most people who wants to bash 911 truthers have a hard time in this room?
Yes, I would agree with you on that, John. The thing is we're very well prepared to defend our position, and they're not, because essentially it's been shown time and time again. They'll come into the room, they'll regurgitate the same official story, so-called facts, surrounding 9/11 that we've already debunked over and over
indeed.
Again.
Yes, I know, for instance, that you're also a very big fan of Ron Paul, and then, of course, you have the people who are slandering Ron Paul with no backing up with evidence, and you and me have some difficulty with that type of behavior. And if you ask them, give me some hard evidence that Ron Paul is supposed to be bad, and then they cannot back it up. And can you give me a reason why people should be aware of Ron Paul? Because maybe the people listening who never heard about Ron Paul, I would say Google it. But what is your go on Ron Paul? Because I know you are a very big fan of him.
Well, Ron, John, you blow that out of proportion a little bit.
Okay.
I don't see Ron Paul as being a knight on a white horse that's going to solve all our problems. However, we have to begin somewhere. Now, personally, I've checked his voting record. I've checked his political record. And as far as I can see, the man is honorable. He's there to do the job he was elected to do, and that's represent the people of this country. And I think that he would do a good job as a president, even though he's going to have a lot of enemies that are arrayed against him that are going to put every obstacle they can think of in his path.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's a reason not to vote for him. And one of the things that I like about Ron Paul is he's not receiving any campaign money from any major corporations or any big money sources. All of his money is coming from the grassroots level, from just normal, everyday people.
Indeed, yeah. Do you also agree with me that it will never, ever be Ron Paul alone? It will be a vast network doing it. It's all us together doing it?
Well, it would have to be, because he's not getting any support from the mainstream media. In fact, they seem to be doing everything they can to marginalize this man, you know, including saying that he's a nothing candidate. Well, if that's true, why are they going out of their way to spend so much time trying to marginalize him? Obviously, they're afraid of him.
Yeah. I also believe that part of the mainstream media are having a difficulty now because they have a choice. Are you loyal to the big corporations, or are you loyal to the truth and serving the public interest? So if the people getting more and more loudly and more angry, then in the first stage, I guess, the mainstream will be more afraid of the big corporations. But now, I guess the mainstream is turning the tide. They're becoming more afraid of the people. I love it.
Well, the mainstream media has been being used as a tool by the elite to promote their propaganda and disinformation. You know, we've been being lied to for decades. You know, they lied to get us into a war in Vietnam. They lied to get us into a war in Korea. They lied, of course, to get us into a war in Iraq. And I think that's pretty obvious to anybody that's really paying attention. They lied, and when they lied, they committed treason. And by extension, they should be impeached, put on trial, and convicted. But we have a Congress that doesn't have any backbone, okay? And unfortunately, only Congress has the power to impeach these people. So the fact that they haven't done it indicates to me that they're complicit, and they're just as criminal as this administration in the White House.
Yes. And I also know that there was a vote on the waterboarding, and that 199 people in Congress voted for waterboarding is wonderful to do. Do you understand that we have a real problem in the government, that they actually embrace torture? They lost the voting, but it was a very close finish.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, considering what else they've done. I mean, when they passed the Patriot Act, that essentially gave the government the right to tap your phones, to enter your house and confiscate things without your knowledge, and a number of other things. And when they introduced the Military Commissions Act, that took away habeas corpus, so that they can arrest you for no reason, detain you indefinitely, strip you of your American citizenship, designate you as an enemy combatant, and even rendition you to a foreign country where they can torture you with impunity, or even summarily execute you, and no one would ever even know you were gone. Now, a lot of people don't think that applies to them because they're a U.S. citizen, but they would be very mistaken about that. And it looks like what they're doing is they're setting up all these draconian laws and stripping away our civil rights because they are planning on establishing martial law in this country at some point. Every indicator I've seen points to that direction. And we've also been on the precipice of World War III because they're chomping at the bit to go to war with Iran. And Iran hasn't done anything to this country. In fact, somebody, and whoever it was in the intelligence community, recently leaked a report showing that Iran had stopped its nuclear development program back in 2003. I don't know who did it, but that person is a hero in my book, and we need more heroes like that. People that are on the inside that really know what's going on need to come out and expose these people.
Yes, and I guess you agree with me that if there ever going to be a military coup done by generals and colonels who don't want to fight illegal wars, and that the Patriot Act 1 and 2 is actually unconstitutional, now when there's a military coup, just, imagine that. I don't say it's happening, but imagine that. I guess you agree with me that if they're going to put in prison, you know, the Cheney and the and Bush and Rumsfeld. If they're going to be asked this question, I think you have heard this question, but I guess you agree with me. You can vote. You can vote for an America according to your own standards, and then you get a secret prison and torture and waterboarding. And if you confess, we can use that against you. We'll say that we have so-called evidence, because that's what you do. And then we have an America according to Ron Paul. I guess that Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld will vote for Ron Paul.
Well, I don't think they'll be in any position to vote if they're locked up in a prison.
Now, you know what I mean, if they have to choose. If they have to choose between an America according to Ron Paul or America according to their own standards.
Well, you see, here's the thing, John, and that is, even if we impeach this criminal administration, that's certainly not going to put an end to the problem.
Okay? No.
They're just a symptom of a bigger disease, and that disease is a global cabal, a global elite, that want to establish a one-world government.
Okay? Indeed,
because even though they have all the wealth and all the power, they're not happy with that. They want to have complete, utter control over every aspect of your daily life, including where you work, what kind of work you do, whether you get to have children or not, or even whether you get to live or not.
I guess they are afraid of us, and that's the reason the whole Big Brother is designed to protect them and not to protect us.
Well, I mean, if you were doing the kind of criminal things that they were doing, wouldn't you be afraid of us? Imagine what would happen if all the people in the world woke up at the same time. There wouldn't be a rock small enough for these people to crawl under, and they know that, which is
indeed
why they're engaged in deception. These people are masters of chaos and deception.
This whole Big Brother is also an issue or a topic of discussion with the national ID card that is, of course, Ron Paul will not implement that. So that's another reason to vote for Ron Paul.
Well, I'll tell you this, as you can tell, John, I don't sugarcoat things and I don't beat around the bush. I am personally going to refuse the real ID card, and I encourage everyone to do so, and I consider anyone who doesn't do so to be a traitor and a coward.
Indeed. Because what happened in Nazi Germany in the 30s, just after the crisis, money crisis, is actually happening in America right now. As you know, Naomi Wolf, author of a book called The End of America, she's been interviewed by Alex Jones, and she's been interviewed in mainstream news as well, in mainstream talk shows, and she's explaining to the larger audience what the stepping stones are to become a fascist dictatorship in America. And more people are seeing the correlations, what happened in the 30s in Nazi Germany and what is happening in America now.
Well, I mean, that's a good example. That, now that you mentioned Hitler's regime, didn't he and his crew get together and engineer the Reichstag fire and then turn around and blame it on some poor, retarded Jewish kid and execute him? And then didn't they take some guy from a concentration camp and put him in a Polish uniform and take him over near the Polish border and then kill him and then say that he tried to attack Germany? So that they would have a pretext to go to war with Poland. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Isn't that what we did here? Didn't they come to us and lie to us about the threat that Saddam was and that he had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda? None of this stuff ever materialized, all right, because it was all fabricated. They lied to us, and when they did, they committed treason. And for that, they should be tried as traitors to this country. Not to mention all of the crimes against humanity that they've committed since they've been in office.
Yes. What kind of future or hope for 2008 do you wish to come out? If you have wishes, what is your wishes for 2008?
Well, John, I think one of our best hopes right now for turning back the New World Order's agenda is that there are some private organizations out there currently trying to develop free energy technology, or what is also known as over-unity technology. And they're doing this not for profit, but because they want to get this information distributed to as many people in as many countries as possible. Because if we have free energy technology, we're no longer obliged to be connected to the grid of this global elite. So this would go a long way to breaking the back of the New World Order's power.
Yes. There are many, many things that the mainstream media will not teach us. You know, do you agree with me that if you have, let's say, approximately 50 channels you have available, and if you're going to count all those hours of available airtime, and how much of it will be used to entertain, to dummy down, or to educate, you will see that the majority of those so-called free airtime, it will be used not to educate, but actually to dummy down the people. I guess we have so much there to offer. There's so many things suppressed, and solutions are enormous, like the hemp revolution, like suppressed inventions, suppressed cures, and the list is very long to educate the people. And I wonder, why is it so-called impossible to have a two-hour debate live about 9/11 being an inside job in a country that's supposed to be free?
Well, I guess because it's not free, John, and, you know, obviously the media is a controlled entity, okay? They, in fact, if anything, they go out of their way to vilify anybody that says anything contrary to the so-called official story. What really angers me is the FEMA report and the NIST report, and the 9/11 Commission's report, has been treated by the media as if they were irrefutable facts, when the truth is that they're nothing more than a hypothesis that these people came up with or were told to come up with that they presented to the American people. I think that there should be a new investigation, an independent investigation, which does not involve hand-picked Bush cronies like was what we saw with the 9/11 Commission.
Yes,
and,
indeed.
You know, we are our detractors, the debunkers and the skeptics like to tell us that, you know, all these people are experts and so on and so forth. Well, the fact is we have experts in our camp as well, people that are physicists, people that are scientists, military people, intelligence people, who are telling us a different story. So we have a hypothesis about what happened on 9/11, but we think our hypothesis fits the facts better than theirs does.
Yes, I have, by the way, yesterday I was watching a documentary called 9/11 and the British Broadcasting Conspiracy. That's the title. And it was produced and made by a form of MI5, I guess. I'm not sure. But it's so important that people see that. The reason for that is the first in-depth debunking the debunkers. You know, there was a hit piece done by BBC on 9/11. And part of that hit piece was, of course, Loose Change was in it, and Alex Jones. But now there is a very wonderful professional counter, a kind of a debunking the hit piece of the BBC, and he did so well, you will be amazed. He's actually from BBC5.tv, and there's a wonderful documentary. Have you seen that? 9/11 and the British Broadcasting Conspiracy. Have you seen that?
No, John, I haven't seen it yet, but I have it downloaded into my archive. In fact, I have a lot of stuff I haven't seen yet. But I want to encourage people to do research on the Internet. There are so many documentaries and videos covering the exposure of the elite and 9/11 that expose the truth, that they tell the truth. They show it, how it really happened. And, you know, you've got to spend time doing the research. You know, the information isn't going to jump into your lap. So there are lots and lots and lots of DVDs and documentaries out there for viewing.
I have to question the mainstream media that they are not there to air it in America. You know, if you call yourself the land of the free and the land of the brave, then you are having to have some space to show those documentaries what I just mentioned. You know, there are so many good, for instance, 9/11 Loose Change, second edition, final cut, is recently out, another one that should be broadcasted and to be discussed, but they don't. They're just totally afraid of it.
By the way, I see somebody's posting something into the room. I think it's in reference to that documentary that you mentioned. Would that have been David Shaler, by any chance, that did
yes,
that?
Yes, that's true. David Shaler, that's the one, yeah.
Okay, well, I think it would be important to note that David Shaler is a former MI5 agent, which means that he was an insider. All right, so here's a guy that's telling us facts who was on the inside and certainly does know what was going on.
Yes, that's what I said. I thought he was MI5. That's what I just mentioned. Yes, and he's a very, how do you say this, to the point, not making it bigger than it really is, and he's very careful in how he puts it. And what he did, he was very to the point, step by step, exposing the BBC that they made a hit piece on 9/11 this year.
Well, John, kind of changing the subject a little bit.
Yes.
Are you aware of the fact that Paul Hellyer, who is the former Canadian defense minister, has come out on UFOs? He's publicly declared himself on UFOs. He believes they're real.
And then yes, also, I know, from Canada, yeah.
Yes, and then also the Mexican Defense Ministry released a video of 11 UFOs that one of their pilots had taken a video of, and they put that out for people to find, for people to discover. So we have two instances of government officials coming out on the truth about UFOs. And I think we're going to start seeing more of a trend of this. I think people need to get prepared, because I think the disclosure on the subject is going to be right around the corner.
I totally agree with you. By the way, Nick Pope, former British Minister of Defense in England, has been coming out and warning about, downplaying the subject. And then you have, of course, France opening its archives, and more and more countries around the planet, in Peru, in Venezuela, in Brazil, in Australia, New Zealand, more and more people of the insiders, the military, are, bringing it out and saying this is happening, and this is, and of course, recently on the CNN there was another follow-up of the Disclosure Project talking about Out of the Blue Part 2 will soon come, by the way, and another awakening that people are getting ready for it. I think there is a chain reactions of insiders and government officials and military people who are fed up with how people being kept stupid about it, and that the time is now there to wake up.
Yes, well, I think in the past other countries have deferred to the U.S. When it came to that kind of disclosure, but I think you're right. I think all these countries are getting fed up with the intransigent attitude of the United States regarding disclosure of that subject. I think it's time they did. I think the fact that they've been keeping this secret is criminal. But I don't think they're really in a position to announce this, because if they did, they'd be facing criminal charges for keeping this information secret. So
yes.
I think they prefer just to remain quiet about it and let other people do it.
And what people don't realize is that there are official protocols what to do if they are here and how to deal with it. And the United Nations and the European Parliament have discussed this. And how many people know this? Most people are not aware of it, that there were hearings and closed meetings and you name it, in European Parliament and in United Nations concerning this topic.
Well, I believe there was a document released by former members of the military and scientific community, government scientific community, in France, that issued a report called the Comito Report.
Yes, 1999, yeah.
Yes, it was just that. It was 99, okay, excuse me. It was a report outlining what to do in case of contact with ETs. So if
yes.
these things didn't exist, why would these guys get together and issue that kind of a report? It doesn't make any sense.
Because there is a kind of a NASA in France called CNES. It's the same as the NASA, but then from Europe. And there are high-ranking officials, scientists, military personnel, generals, pilots, who discuss what to do if they are here and what next. And that's for real. And if people are not prepared for this, not mentally prepared for this, they are in a total shock or surprise. And maybe some not, maybe the majority of the planet are not that surprised after all, because I think it's the Western culture shock, because the majority of the planet are not that close-minded, I guess.
Well, I don't really think on that subject that the people of the United States are close-minded. I think most of them, or at least a substantial percentage of them, acknowledge the fact that UFOs are real, that ETs are here, and they have been interacting with us. Probably going back thousands of years.
Yes. And, you know, if they are the zookeepers, like we are living in a zoo, and we behave, maybe we will be rewarded that we can go elsewhere.
Well, I that's something that I kind of dream about, John, but for some reason I don't think that's going to happen.
Who knows? Maybe they can actually see your intent. Let's say that you, a liar or deceiver, they can see through you in an instant. So they laugh about you if you lie. They say, oh, you want to lie? It's your own problem. We don't care to talk with you. You see what I mean? So maybe they have a technology or a psychic or telepathic ability to scan you, and they can in an instant decide, oh, you just a fake. You know, you play with your toys, we go further. But if you are sincere, and if you are in your own integrity, and you are authentic, then maybe you have a chance of, you know, having a being invited to go elsewhere, to have a trip beyond Earth. I think that is possible. I don't rule that out. I think it depends on how we behave to each other and how authentic you are and honest you are about yourself towards others.
Well, I suppose that's a possibility, John, but it's not something that I'm really counting on. I guess you might say that's the cynic in me. Since you mentioned the Disclosure Project, I'd like to mention that there is a documentary available on Google called The Disclosure Project, where Stephen Greer set up a media event where he had 20 of his 400-plus witnesses. And when I say witnesses, I'm talking about people that are ex-government officials, ex-military, ex-intelligence people, ex-flight controllers, ex-government contractors, that all had top-level security clearances. And these people disclose at least part of their story as far as what they know, and that they're prepared to testify and tell what they know before Congress. And that was done
indeed.
And that was done in May of 2001. And that documentary is still available on Google for anybody that wants to see it. And again, it's called The Disclosure Project.
Yes, if you Google video Disclosure Project, I must say there were some journalists who thought that there was, you know, UFOs is just fairy tales, it's just make-believe. And because of this Disclosure Project, many different types of journalists in the Netherlands changed their opinion about UFOs. First they thought it was just a joke and nothing to consider until they saw this lecture. It's now for free. You can download it. You can see it on Google Video. It's called the Disclosure Project, and I think it's a powerful tool to to influence in a positive way those who are neutral, you know, those who are pseudo skeptics or those who are noisy negatives, as Stephen Friedman calls them. They are not there to be convinced or to be learning something new, because their mind is already made up. They don't care about new information because they already have their opinions for themselves. But for those who are neutral, who not know, or just, say, I don't know, they can actually have a wonderful experience watching the Disclosure Project, for those who are neutral. So if you're listening right now and you're not against and not for, you don't know, look at the document of the presentation. There's also a documentary, of course, connected to it. But I think Stephen Greer did a wonderful job in doing this. Okay, I want to thank you so much, Esoterics, for being a part of this radio show. I want to tell you, can you talk a little bit about where people can find the room and how it's called, and can you give some tips about Pal Talk, in your words, about the room?
Anybody that's interested in visiting the room will, of course, have to download a copy of the Pal Talk client. But the room can be found under Social Issues. And if you click on Social Issues, you go under the category Human Rights, and you'll find the 9/11 was an inside job for the New World Order room under Human Rights.
Yes, indeed. And it is for free. And if you don't like it, you can always uninstall it. And it is a worldwide tool. And it's not only about 9/11, but about many other topics as well. So there is a kind of freedom to talk about other topics as well.
Well, yeah, as long as you don't get too far out there. we don't talk about Britney Spears or Anna Nicole, whatever her name was.
Yes.
Those aren't the kinds of subjects we talk about. We talk about serious issues, and we deal with facts. Okay.
Indeed.
Not necessarily speculation, although we may entertain some, but we deal primarily with facts.
Okay. Esoterics, I want to thank you so much for being a part of this radio show on bbsradio.com. And all the good luck with your admin work in that room.
Well, thank you for inviting me, John. It was good to be here, and I'll see you back in the room, I guess.
Okay, I will. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Goodbye now.
Okay. Thank you for listening to Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine every Saturday, and maybe it will be changed to another day of the week. You will hear that soon. It's a long story, but that you will hear that next time. Okay, my name is John Kulis from the Netherlands. My webpage is untoldmysteries.com or unexplained.eu from Europe. So unexplained.eu is the website. See you next time. Bye-bye.